Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 173, How Much More. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Matthew 7:11. Let that land for a moment. Jesus doesn't open with an abstract argument. He opens with something you already know, maybe from your own childhood, maybe from the look on your child's face when they need something from you. Imperfect fathers, tired fathers, fallible fathers, and yet, when the child asks, the father finds a way. Love works with what it has. Love doesn't give up just because it has limits. You've seen that? You've lived it. And then Jesus makes the move that changes everything. He turns the lens toward heaven. If that imperfect love, that broken human giving is already good enough to hold a child, how much more the Father who knows no weariness, who has no reserves running thin, who never has a hard day that poisons what he hands to his children. Jesus, how much more, is not a rhetorical flourish. It is a measurement. It is a declaration of who God is. And what does he give? He promises to give good things. Not necessarily everything we ask exactly as we ask it, but good things. And this is one of the deepest mercies in the gospel. You can trust that when the answer comes differently than the request, it isn't because he missed it. It's because he filtered your request through your greater good. A father like this does not deceive a child asking for bread. What comes from his hands is always love. Sometimes love you understand in the moment. Sometimes love you only recognize later. But there is a condition in this verse. Simple, concrete, unavoidable. The promise belongs to those who ask him. Dear God, who owns everything, who lacks nothing, who holds the whole universe together, has chosen to move in response to children who draw near and open their hands to him. Not because he needs your prayer to know what you need. He already knows. But because asking is the gesture of a child who knows who the Father is. And maybe you have been carrying a request for weeks, months. Maybe you stopped bringing it up because it feels too large, too delayed, too unlikely. Maybe you tucked it away quietly, a little embarrassed to ask again. Open your hands today.
Today, do this one thing. Bring one concrete request you have been holding back to the Father, out loud, plainly, without hedging, not in the whisper of doubt, in the voice of a child who knows who they are talking to, and trust in advance that he will answer with what is good, not what is easy, not necessarily what you pictured, but what is good, because that is his heart. That has always been his heart. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.